Morrissey is a man who speaks his mind, and when he does, his words echo around the world. This, unfortunately, is like attaching a megaphone to the bumhole of a Russian clown. Yes, he's a morose musical genius who I happen to adore, but he does have some of the most absurd opinions. The latest to emanate from his quag mind and frizzle through his misery quiff is that the world would be a more peaceful place if there were more gay men. Perhaps a further proliferation of fellow shirtlifters would lead to an increase in wet wipes, chocolate Labradors and the number of comedic scenes in Coronation Street, but peace? The 53-year-old singer made his claims in an interview with an online magazine aimed at teenage girls. In the phenomenally yawn-worthy Weber Tet, he revealed that, as a young man, he saw war as a purely heterosexual phenomenon. To quote, "If more men were homosexual, there would be no wars, because homosexual men would never kill other men, whereas heterosexual men love killing other men." Now, this is sort of true. My straight mates are forever saying to me, "Andy," this is my straight voice, "Andy, stop being such a pant yanker." Homophobic. "Forget dressing in rubber and strapping yourself to the wall of a Vauxhall grotto. Come out with us. We're going to watch Arsenal. Get a curry. Kill other men and then fire up the old PlayStation. Get in." I jest, of course. I'm going to do the Carrie Bradshaw voice now. As I walked back home along 54th Street past Chicken Cottage, I got to thinking about what Morrissey had said. Maybe straight guys are more likely to murder other men and start wars that will ultimately lead to countless fatalities and even genocide. If you probe the annals of time, can you reach a prostate of enlightenment? Maybe war is straight, and if so, does that mean peace is gay? Well, listener, I carried out my own research, Wikipedia, to try and find out if any gay man had ever killed anyone in the history of humanity. The answer, I'm sorry to say, is yes. Search for Andy West Independent Voices to hear the results.